Well, some gratifying news to be derived from looking at the BBC's new album chart. See that Handsworth Revolution, the Steel Pulse album, is at number 9 in the chart. That's very good indeed. Shows that we're not wasting our time completely, I think. Tonight's programme, an all-record programme, and a lot of really good stuff in it. The highlight for me, anyway, being a new single from Stiff Little Fingers. It won't be out for a few months yet. Well, for a few weeks, certainly, but I thought I'd play it for you tonight so you could get a preview of it. Of course, a lot of Skunks, Buzzcocks, Marie et les Garçons, Kevin Coyne, Upsetters, X, DMZ, a whole bunch of other things, obviously. But for an opener, a bonus for heavy metal fans who are feeling slightly disenfranchised.
Yeah.
Well, no, yes, rather good, actually, myself. It may not be terribly hip, but good. It's Ram Jam, anyway, we were famous for whatever it was last year. What was it this year? Who knows? Just Like Me, the title of that, anyway, and it's from their second LP, which is Portrait of the Artist as a Young Ram, and the band seemed to have had to change their name to American Ram Jam. This presumably means it's some kind of dreadful Belgian group that are already called Ram Jam. Nothing against Belgians, of course. This has got a very silly title. That's Ann Peebles, actually, from the LP The Handwriting Is on the Wall. I haven't played any of her stuff for a long time because it doesn't seem to be getting released in this country, and imports are very, very expensive, but I was stirred up enough to buy this one, and that track was Biff Bam Thank You Ma'am, and if you think that's silly, well, what about this?
When I came home last night, Lord, I'll tell you. Knocked and knocked.
Well, you can advance this name and you can advance that name as the King of Rock and Roll. That was a fellow who's the King of Rock and Roll, Gene Vincent. Well, I knocked and I knocked, bim bam. And regular listeners to the programme will know that I've played Suspect Device by Stiff Little Fingers more times than I can even count, actually. And there's a new single coming out in September to be issued through Rigid Digit and Rough Trade, and it's a version of Alternative Ulster, and I thought you'd like to hear it. Good music coming out of that part of the world. Really is, too. I get a lot of demo tapes and things, a lot of fanzines, and there's a lot going on. The other thing that I have noticed, though, that Stiff Little Fingers seem to be vaguely unpopular with people who once liked them because they've achieved, by local standards, a measure of success. This is a pity, I think, because where they go, other people will doubtless follow, that is, if they become successful. That's a single due to be released on the 8th or the 15th of September, and it'll be on Rough Trade Records and the catalogue number before, so you can order it now, and I shall certainly pay you that again before the 4th. And whatever the dates were, the 8th and the 15th of September. Alternative Ulster, and those are Stiff Little Fingers. And these are the Dead Boys. We Have Come For Your Children, the title of the LP, which is a good title for an album. It's on Sire, and those are the Dead Boys, and that's Tell Me, which I think is perhaps the best thing on the album, actually. And here's the original version of it for sentimentalists. And for me as well, it has to be said.
I want you back again. I want your love again. I know you find it hard to reason with me, but this time it's different.
That's the way it ends, too. That's not me. And great guitar sound on that. Sounds like the guitar was strung with baling wire. And I enjoyed hearing that so much, which was from the Rolling Stones' first LP, which I think was probably their best LP. I like saying things like that, actually, because you always get letters from people who write and say, "Dear John Peel, the Rolling Stones have contributed the body of work to popular culture without parallel in this century." That sort of thing. So don't bother to do that. But what I say was that I enjoyed that so much, I picked three more tracks from the album to play later on in the programme. Some of you may remember a fairly boring record by Dave Brubeck. It was a huge hit, Take 5, and the Young Lions had done a version of it. Dennis Matumbi engineered it, And the other side of it, take five dub is great, and this is it.
Thank you.
Young Lions on the Discovery label, and that's Take 5 Dub, engineered, as I say, by Dennis Mutumbi, and, well, there you are. Here's another good title for an LP, Vampire Stole My Lunch Money, and this is the LP, new LP on Logo by Mick Farren, and the middle of the three tracks I'm about to play is also his current single, Half Price Drinks, and I'm not playing this because I saw him earlier this evening. I planned to play all from about noon. This is Trouble Coming Every Day, the Zappa tune, so a pretty brave man who tackles that.
Another rotten mess. When it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm
I know what you mean. That's Mick Farren, three tracks from his new LP on Logo Records. Wilco Johnson plays on the album, although not on any of the tracks you just heard. That's Trouble Coming Every Day, Half Price Drinks, which is the single, and Son of a Millionaire. Now, I have a letter here from a farmer who comes from near Preston. I hope you're listening, Brian Lee. You better be, after I've gone to all the trouble to sort out records for you and so on. Brian Lee writes from Crane Hall Farm near Preston, Lancashire, says, "Hi there, John, being a good-hearted fellow, could you play a disc for the fiancée Caroline, who is now on holiday in Devon for 3 weeks? I'd like to say thanks to..." Oh, well, hold on a second. What he wants to hear is something by the Boomtown Rats, is what it boils down to. And at the back, he says, "So don't delay, play it on the day." Listen, with poetic skills like that, you could easily be a Radio 1 DJ, Brian. So this is for you and Caroline, the Boomtown Rats. Town Rats, and that's Can't Stop, and the new LP, or the most recent LP released in America by Graham Central Station, been out for quite some time, and I've been hanging around waiting for the Hepcats at Warner Brothers Records to issue it over here. It doesn't look as though they're going to, so I went out the end of last week and bought it for myself, and it's called My Radio Sure Sounds Good to Me. Is that a good title for an album? Anyway, from it, this is called Pal.
Go!
Mary Graham and the Gang, Graham Central Station, from their most recent American LP. And frankly, I don't know if it's going to be issued over here or not. I'd imagine probably not, actually, after all of these months, because it's been out a while. That's called POW, and three tracks from the band DMZ. You probably think of them as being DMZ, but those of us who spent time abroad, travelled and experienced kind of people, know that the Americans say DMZ. So, DMZ it is, from an album which is also called DMZ. I'm going to play you three tracks. One of them I've played you before, actually, because it was on a sampler album. It's called Borderline. The last one is an old Trogs number, so you might recognise that. So, DMZ. DMZ from the LP of the same name on Star Records, three tracks. And just before I started the programme, I got a great sack of new reggae records from my mate Keith, who sent them over. Haven't had a chance to hear many of them yet, but included with them was a new Culture LP. It was actually stuff that was done around the same time by Joe Gibbs, the same sessions that produced 2-7's Clash. But although it's old, there's bound to be some good stuff in there. I say bound to be because I haven't heard it myself yet, but I'll listen to it tomorrow and play you some tracks on tomorrow night's programme, that I promise you. And for tonight, though, from the LP Lego Dub, something by the Revolutionaries, no title, it's just Side 2, Band 1. And this is for any Menace fans listening, especially Jeff from Morden. I mention this because last time I mentioned Menace, I got one of them sitting in the studio behind me, and tonight I got two. I'm beginning to feel vaguely threatened. So, for Menace fans, these are the Revolutionaries. Thank you. It's a mighty album, I can tell you, if you can get your whole hands on a hold of a copy. I almost said the wrong thing there. You should try to do so. It's Lego Dub, and those are the Revolutionaries. It's on the Cash and Carry label, and that has no title whatsoever. This next record I put back in my files, actually, thinking I'd played it a few times and people were probably fed up with it. And ever since then, I've had a couple of letters asking about it, so I thought I'd play it again. These are La Peste, and it's Better Off Dead. Some of the people who wrote in had a wonderful attempt at spelling the name of the band, and it's my fault, really, rather than theirs, not enunciating properly. It's La Peste, which is two words, obviously, L-A and P-E-S-T-E, and that's Better Off Dead, which is on the Black Records label. And people have written to ask where I got it. And to be honest with you, I got it at the world's largest record shop in Oxford Street here in London. Not a terribly hip place to go buying records, perhaps, but they seem to have some good stuff. In fact, I got this next record from there as well. It's by X, and it's called Adult Books, and it's on California's Danger House label. And I played you one or two things on Danger House before, notably the Avengers. Anyway, X.
Bye.
words, that's Adult Books by X on Danger House label. That's an American import. This isn't, on the other hand. These are the Beatles, an oldie but goodie. Hey-o. Hey-o. Young Dirk at the guitar. That's the Beatles, of course, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And over the last 7 or 8, 9, 10 years, things have clearly deteriorated for guitars, because Now my guitar lies bleeding in my arms. These are tough darts. Darts, and I must admit I have the same reservations about them that I have about the shirts and the lot of other newish American bands, in that I suspect that they'd all really like to be Fleetwood Mac. Is a Tube by Army.
I'm
mellowing out a bit there, lads. Those are Tube by Army, their second single. It's on Beggar's Banquet Records, and it's called Bombers. And on the other side, there are two tunes, Blue Eyes and OD Receiver. These are the Bears on Waldo's Records. We've got another good programme for you tomorrow night, you know. Sessions from Adam and the Ants and the Four. Those were the Bears on Waldo's Records, Jazz Series 001, and that's called On Me. And earlier in the programme, I played you a track from the first Rolling Stones LP and promised you more. And this was recorded back in 1964, when a lot of people who listened to this programme, I know, would have been 4, 5, 6 years old, something like that. But at least hearing these tracks now may give you an indication of what we've got also worked up about in the mid-1960s, starting with Route 66.
California trip.
Telling Pete, our engineer, that I've got a piece of paper at home that's still got the 10 numbers or so that the Rolling Stones did on their first American tour when they played in San Bernardino, that Charlie Watts had written down and stuck in his drum kit. A collector's item, you know. Those are the Rolling Stones from 1964, and it's a treat for me to hear those again. I hope it was for you. Route 66, Little by Little, and Can I Get a Witness? Here's the Upsetter.
It's a run to
Upsetters, and that's from the LP Return of a Super 8, which if people tell you differently, if they tell you it's terrible, they're quite wrong. I think it's excellent. The Upsetters, Lee Perry, of course. And before the programme started, I was in receipt of another record from, Rava Records, which is the people who brought you Swell Maps. This is by Steve Treatment. I was rather vexed to get it, actually, because on Tuesday afternoon I've gone out and bought one. But life is often like that. And from the record, which is a five-track EP, single, whatever you like, it's a 7-inch, anyway, it's got five tracks on it, all of them worth playing, I think. I shall play you all of them in the next few, two or three days. This is called The Hippie Posed in Grossmith, though, as a kind of taster. Next week, kid? Well, who can tell? That's Steve Treatment on Rava Records and the Hippie Posed in Grossmith. Not quite sure what it means myself. This is Kevin Coyne and Face in the Mirror, followed by Battered Babies.
Looks like the face in the mirror. That awful face in the mirror, white and sad and so unkind. It looks like a face in the mirror, like a stagnant river, flowing deep and cross and blind. It looks like a face in the mirror, that lost face in the mirror, searching for a happy mind. It looks like a face in the mirror, a Margaret's face in the mirror, waiting, waiting for the time. I know I wasn't right, I was invariably wrong. I always sang a song that I should have been weeping. I know I laughed at you as you stood by the door, it's true. As you landed in my garden creeping. Looks like the face in the mirror, your round face in the mirror, lips all red and ready for bed. Well, it looks like a face in the mirror, oh, your face in the mirror, the sign of hatred on your forehead. Yeah, it looks like the face in the mirror, that awful face in the mirror, remembering every little word I said. I like the face in the mirror. And I don't even have to forgive her. She acts as if I was already dead. Oh, I tried so hard, tried the big Trump kind of, but I know that you said I was lying. I know that you waited and waited and waited. Listening, and I was alive. God, it looks like a face in the mirror now. Margaret's face in the mirror. You're waiting for my little tune. Well, I see your face in a mirror. Your laughing face in a mirror. And I know you've been consulting the room. Card after card falls on the table. Each one willing and able to send me to some sort of matrimonial game. Yes, it's our face in the mirror. Boy, your face in the mirror.